Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, I'm Peter Jock. Excited to teach this kid about offense and defense. Oh, by the way, Keith Murphy ever make it back to the studio? Because I locked him down.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Alongside John Sears, I'm Keith Murphy. And what happened in Minneapolis today? What was that?
Vikings fans are still like, we played a game. No. We played Thursday against the Rams. Today didn't count.
Well, that shows you got to show up. The Vikings were not ready to go, and they lost to the Buffalo Bills. They got smoked by the Bills, who I thought before today, I thought the Bills were the worst team in football.
I thought they were going to go winless. Now the Bills are in contention in the AFC East because the Patriots lost.
515-282-9010 to Sound Off. Hot topic, Hawkeyes could have, some will say, should have beaten Wisconsin, but they did not.
Wisconsin makes big plays at crunch time. Badgers win for a fifth straight time in Iowa City. What happens to Iowa now? Give us a call. Sound Off, 515-282-9010.
The Cyclones won a football game Saturday, and I'm not sure how they did it. Iowa State's memorial to Thalia Barquin Arosemena was beautifully done and heartbreakingly sad. When Thalia learned she'd be honored as Iowa State's Female Athlete of the Year at the ISU-Akron game, she was moved to tears. No one could have imagined the tribute would turn remembrance. Monday, while playing a round of golf, practicing, grinding, a deranged drifter allegedly came out of the woods and stabbed Thalia to death. She did not go quietly. She fought for her life. Thalia's murder is so sad, so senseless, so enraging.
We're all devastated and heartbroken.
Pollard, fighting back tears while providing true leadership. He pointed out Barquin Arosemena came here from Spain. Her parents entrusted Iowa State with their little girl. And what grace Thalia's family has shown, including her mom.
She said Phil was happy every day that she was there. And even though all this has happened, if we had this to decide all over again, we would still send her to Iowa State.
The Cyclone family came together, as you knew they would, a poignant on-campus vigil. A makeshift memorial in front of Thalia's Big 12 championship poster. Flags of Spain all over tailgates. CBA decals on helmets. Iowa State marching band spelling out CBA. Fans wearing Thalia's favorite color, yellow. And a picture where Thalia herself should have been standing if not for an unthinkable act of random violence. The football game was played, as it had to be, but I could not stop thinking of someone I did not know and barely mentioned. I kept looking at this photo of little Thalia smiling with her favorite golfer, Sergio Garcia, her whole life in front of her. It just breaks your heart.
It does, Keith. Man, still hard to even believe that happened. Man. All right. Two words. Missed opportunity. Plain and simple, no way around it. For the fifth straight time, Wisconsin marches into Kinnick Stadium and leaves with the Heartland Trophy. The Badgers are Iowa's biggest rival, and they've owned this series as of late. This one hurts for Hawkeye fans and players. Everything was there for the taking. Night game, latest home kickoff in program history, revved up crowd, national TV, Nate Stanley dealing, 3-point lead late in the game. It was all served up on a black and gold platter. Instead, Wisconsin turned that platter upside down with a side of Hornibrook. Wisconsin is now clearly the front runner in the Big Ten West. Now, before everyone starts tweeting at me that Iowa can still win the division, yes, I understand that. But the Badgers now have what amounts to a 2-game lead over the Hawkeyes. Wisconsin has to lose twice and Iowa has to run the table. Possible? Yeah. Likely? No. What makes it even more frustrating is I think Iowa is just as good and might even be the better team. 3 turnovers, bad special teams cost Iowa a big conference win. I feel bad for Sean Beyer. Iowa kid trying to do his job on the punt return accidentally kicks the ball. But that play cost Iowa the game. Those kind of mistakes can't happen. Whatever happened to yelling, "Peter! Poison! Get the hell out of the way!" Bad communication. Beyer should have been nowhere near that ball. When Iowa loses to Wisconsin in the Ferentz era, the most wins they've ever finished with is 8. Now, the schedule is favorable to buck that trend, but history is not on Iowa's side. It's only 1 loss, but it feels like the Hawkeyes lost a lot more Saturday night.
Peter Poison? That's the way you did it on your team?
That's what people yelled, right? Peter!
Poison!
Poison!
That's how you cleared out?
Yeah, get out of the way, you know?
I hadn't heard that one before. Let's start with our friend Les, who's up in Ames, and moving us over to the football side of Iowa State. Les, what did you think on what was undeniably a tough day for the Cyclones? The circumstances were tough.
First of all, Keith, thank you for everything you said about my friend Celia. I really appreciate that. But did you guys see my friend Hakeem the Dream Butler? I told you guys he's special. 6 grabs, 88 yards, and a touchdown. He was in rhythm. David Montgomery, 23 carries, 107 yards, and a touchdown. He was in rhythm. A guy by the name of Greg Eisworth on the defensive side, 7 tackles. Special. This is something special for the Iowa State Cyclones. Needed this win. Iowa State Cyclones are awesome. Thank you, everybody who came out and wore yellow for my friend Thalia. A lot of love, guys.
All right. Thank you, Les. Appreciate that.
I will say with Iowa State, I think they were glad just to get out of here with the win. But I think fans will agree they need to do a little more on offense. They got to turn those field goals into touchdowns when they're facing TCU, Oklahoma State, West Virginia. I think they will come, but I think they do need to move the ball a little bit further down the field and get in the end zone more.
Yeah, they do. And Matt Campbell is essentially the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And there have been some things that just aren't working. And maybe he's going to grow into that role. Maybe he'll hire an offensive coordinator. The other thing that's gone underreported here, John, Connor Asali, he's not missed a kick. He's been great.
Man, he was the MVP of that game against Akron. He was great.
Let's switch over to the Hawkeyes here. Joe is in Carroll. Joe, I agree with John. This was a real missed opportunity. I thought Iowa would win that football game last night. I think Iowa should have won that football game. But the difference between winning and losing close games is not making mistakes and making the big plays. And Iowa just didn't get it done. What did you think?
Yeah, I was just going to make a quick comment here. I saw my man Imani Hooker making a lot of plays on the first defensive possession. And then it seemed like the second defensive possession there was no safeties on the field. I couldn't figure out what was going on there. I didn't know if you guys noticed that, too.
Thank you, Joe.
I guess I didn't notice that. I noticed they ran a lot of dime package. They had some extra cornerbacks out there. Geno Stone was out there. Julius Brents was out there as well. They ran some dime package. But, you know, the safeties may have been biting up to try to stop that run because Jonathan Taylor was gashing them for a while. And it wasn't big runs,
no.
But it's 6 yards, 4 yards, 8 yards, 7 yards.
He's good.
He would turn 3 yards into 7 yards really quickly.
Nate Stanley was good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Iowa kind of dared Wisconsin to beat them with Hornibrook, and did.
Yeah.
He did. At crunch time, he was 5 for 5.
That'll be everybody's game plan against Wisconsin because Hornibrook, he had not played well up to this point, but he played great, and he delivered when it mattered.
When your name's Hornibrook, you have to play well.
Hornibrook.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref Judges, Joe in T.C., that's Thunder Country,
okay.
Says Seahawks punter Michael Dixon. Looks like Sound Off legend? Sound
He's
off
turned
legend,
into a legend?
Chris Hassel. I read this backwards. Chris Hassel looks like Michael Dixon. What do you think, Tiny Ref? That does look a little bit like Hassel waking up on a in the RV on about day four of RV TV. Dave in Polk City asks, do you guys think Vincent D'Onofrio as Private Pyle? Do you think that Nate Stanley looks like Leonard Lawrence, Private Pyle? He thinks it's a dead ringer. Tiny Ref, do you agree?
Private Pyle.
Stanley looks a little more like Steve Dace, doesn't he?
He does have a little Dace in him. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Man, I was wrong about something. Mascots are for the parents. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Time for another game of knockout. The spirit of one's got to go. Who do you knock out?
Oh,
former Cyclone football stars. All great, but who's out?
Who's
Troy
out?
Davis, Joel Lanning, Seneca Wallace, or Alan Lazard?
Ooh.
Who do you knock out? Man, vote with Twitter at SoundOff13. Results at the end of the show, nearing 1,000 votes right now. I think I'd have to go Lanning, but it is hard to knock out the Iron Man. But, you know, these are four Cyclone greats.
And let's be honest, if Troy Davis has any votes, those people need to toss their computer out their window.
Those people are under the age of 20.
You can't vote out a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Peter, poison! being a dad has changed Andy Fales in ways he could not imagine.
It's What's Bugging Andy.
Do you ever wish you could take something back? Of course you do, but why am I even asking? We all have something we thought to be true at one time. We proclaimed it to be true, and now we see it in a completely different light. I can't count the number of things that I've changed my mind on, but there's something in particular that stood out to me this week at the hockey game at Wells Fargo Arena. Great event. The Iowa Wild host a preseason NHL game between the Minnesota Wild and my St. Louis Blues, and I was really excited. I mean, there is nothing I like more than a live NHL game. And I never dreamed that the Blues would ever be playing here in Des Moines, so here it was. Wanted to bring my kids because I'm hoping they'll become NHL fans too. So we got them all decked out in Blues shirts and headed off to the arena. Once inside, there were two things that I would become very thankful for. And those happen to be two things that I never thought I would care about. In fact, I thought they were earmuffs, kids. Stupid. The old Andy thought that mascots were just for children and kind of a distraction. The father Andy now knows that mascots are actually as much for the parents as they are for the kids, because they are something that helps you stay there longer to see more of the game. Crash stops by and Eddie is immediately glad that he came. Then, while I'm watching the ice, Eddie is watching the stands for signs of Louie, the blue polar bear, and we're both happy while he's doing that, right? I'm watching the game and he's distracted. He tries to behave, and when he does, he gets to go meet Louie. And if he keeps it up, we'll do it again at the next intermission. And then there's the giant bag of popcorn. It's way too expensive. I used to wonder why on earth parents bought them for their kids, but now I realize that bag of popcorn buys you about 30 minutes apiece. It's addictive, it takes a long time to finish, and it's a parent's best friend. Oh, a couple bags of popcorn and a couple visits from the mascots, and you not only get to watch more of the game with your little kids, there is a far better chance that they'll want to come back again. Now I get it. It just took me about 25 years to figure it out. I'm Andy Fales, and that's What's Bugging Me.
Just what do we know about Akron?
They're the
Peter,
Zips.
Poison. Peter, are you sure, John?
Peter, poison. Yeah. Get the hell out of the way.
10 years of football. Did not
You've
know
never
Peter
yelled that?
Everybody's backing you up, though.
Hey, man. I'm Mr. Soundoff.
Yeah, of course you are. We'll learn more about Akron next.
Yeah.
Live calls coming up in just a moment. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. George writes about the Cyclone game. Good win under circumstances. Not sure if many fully understand how tough this week was for coaches, players. Game was a distant second, in my opinion. And yes, I agree.
Chad writes, Iowa has to fix its offense before thinking about a Big Ten West title. 17 points doesn't get it done in this day and age. No creativity or rhythm to their offense. Left a lot of points on the field tonight.
Offensive line still has issues, Aaron writes. It felt like Campbell didn't want to open things up today, almost like a first game of the season where you keep things pretty vanilla. Defense played better today, better tackling. I'll take the win, but would have liked more points.
We all want more points, right?
Yeah, everybody wants more points. Who's in your five in honor of the Zips?
The Zips.
Visiting Iowa State. Akron Fun Facts with the help from College Talk TV. LeBron James is from Akron. John, you knew that.
I knew that.
But did you know Steph Curry is also
really?
From
I did not
Akron.
Know that.
He
Look
is.
At Steph. He looks like a 10-year-old in that picture.
He's 22 in that picture. John Heisman, he of the trophy named after him, coached at what would become Akron. Number two, Pickles family on Rugrats.
Oh, yeah.
Originally from Akron. So this is probably big news
That's
for you.
That's big news. I used to watch Rugrats.
And number one, bobbing for burgers at the National Hamburger Festival. Ugh. Hamburgers in a vat of ketchup and people willingly bob for burgers. This is, well, it's disgusting.
Look at that.
Yeah,
ugh.
Well, no part
I
of
love
that.
Burgers, but man, I'm not doing that.
Not bobbing for burgers. Randy's in West Des Moines. Hi, Randy. Your thoughts on Hawkeye football?
Yep. For starters, I want to say my heart goes out to Cyclone Nation. But I don't understand what happened. John hit the nail on the head. You should yell bomb or get away, whatnot. But, oh, my goodness, I was so upset. I'm a Hawk fan. I know I couldn't do any better, but I took my shirt off and I threw it, and I just don't get it.
Yeah, I turned to my wife, Jenny, at that point, and I said, when the ball hit him, I said, I think the game is going to turn on this.
Yep.
And then Wisconsin scored a couple plays later, and it did change everything. That doesn't mean the one guy lost the game for Iowa. There were other mistakes.
Yeah.
There were other turnovers, but
that
boy,
play
that was bad.
And I think, man, that you sometimes that happens where the ball just like hits one big bounce and it hits somebody. But the ball had been stopped for a while, and it was like sitting on the ground, and then all of a sudden he backs into it. So that's, I think, was the frustrating part, is it was sitting there, and Wisconsin just waiting to get that one final touch, and then he finally kicked it. So it was just a weird, weird play.
We'll hear from Jeff Cole and Dodger Dilly coming up in a little bit, but how bad has it gotten for Nebraska?
Bad.
Fast food chains are trolling the Huskers. John and I face off next. We're playing a game of knockout on at SoundOff 13, and Joel Lanning
knocked out.
The Iron Man is out with 49% of the vote. But John, what I find most interesting here is somehow Troy Davis, two-time
Ridiculous.
Heisman Trophy finalist, has a higher percentage than Seneca Wallace.
These 12% of fans have no idea who Troy Davis is. It's 10-year-olds voting for this poll right now.
You got to ask somebody how good Troy Davis was.
He was
really good.
Incredible.
Time to move on with the show. John, let's do it.
Time to bounce around more topics. We call it Face Off. Keith, did you see the smack talk Wendy's tweeted about Nebraska? Quote, "You might need a Scott Frosty to ice down the beating Nebraska is taking. Hashtag fresh fan reaction. That's really good. Now I want a Frosty."
John, it's bad when Wendy comes after you. I mean, what's next? Ronald McDonald? The Burger King? It is going to get better at Nebraska, but as Scott Frosty himself said, it may get worse first.
Man, how would that look? Another week, another awful roughing the passer call on Clay Matthews. The Packers linebacker sacked Alex Smith with a perfect form tackle, but because Matthews fell on top of Smith, they threw a flag. Matthews says the league is getting soft. I agree. I'm all for safety, but you might as well just keep the red jerseys on the quarterbacks, because that's what it's coming to.
You cannot make football injury-free or non-contact. They're turning quarterbacks into punters or kickers. No one wants that. Fans are really upset about this, and so are the players. Fix this now, NFL. You are losing fans
Awful.
Over this.
Just bad. All right, Baker Mayfield proved a lot of doubters wrong in his first action of the season, leading the Browns to their first win over the Jets. The league needs Baker to be a star because of his story and swagger.
Yeah, Mayfield has that it factor, and he can flat out spin it. This is not news to anyone who follows Big 12 football. Now, Baker Mayfield will have some rough Sundays like all rookies, but if the Browns started Baker from the jump, I think they'd be 3-0. Whew. In the meantime, give a raise to whoever came up with the idea for victory fridges.
That's awesome.
You cannot buy this kind of advertising.
Dilly dilly. All right, Super Bowl halftime show. Maroon 5, you okay with this choice?
It's an extremely safe choice. Yeah. I don't really care, but I can only name one of the Maroon 5. Adam Levine, and who else?
No idea.
Yeah. There's only four in Maroon 5?
I would have guessed there'd be five.
I didn't know that either.
Maybe they all went to the same high school, like the Maroons, the Maroon 5, five of them. I don't.
Poison, Peter. Over, under, preseason games, overrated NFL and KC, stadium half empty, starters don't play much, energy missing, outcome doesn't matter, overpriced ripoff.
Man, Admire's not going to like that, is
he? Well,
at
preseason games, preseason.
Okay, all right. Underrated, NHL in Des Moines, absolute success, playoff atmosphere for a game that doesn't even count in the standings. You know this? The NHL will be back.
Absolutely. I was there. It was just tremendous. 14,300 people. Seemed like more. About every seat was full.
Yeah, it was.
This does not mean that your show is number one. It means you have 1 minute remaining. So keep it tight and keep it simple. Simple. I'm out.
Sometimes I feel like Tiny Russ, not a team player.
Not really. He's kind of a me player.
Is what he is. Karen is in Hampton, and it's time we got to the Tiger Woods talk. First win in 5 years, but the thing that really struck me, and we'll see it here in a moment, Karen, did you see the people following Tiger Woods up the 18th fairway?
It was a mob.
I've never seen anything like it. We're going to see it here in just a moment. Look at that. But sorry, your thoughts, Karen.
Greatest sports story of the day, Tiger Woods is back.
5 years, John. Look at that. Look at that. Nobody moves the needle in sports.
For all you young kids that voted for Troy Davis, this is what you're missing with Tiger Woods from 18 years ago, what he does for golf. He was the story today, not the NFL.
All right, Jeff is in Ames. Jeff, welcome to Sound Off.
Hi. I just wanted to suggest an idea for a new tradition that I think could do a lot of good. I think that it'd be really cool if both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones found a home game where they both play a home game, and leading up to the game, they could raise awareness about violence against women and raise funds for a good cause. And I think if we had two stadiums full of yellow, I think that'd be really cool and could do good things on the national level.
Thank you for the suggestion. No doubt your heart is in the right place. And Dodger Dilly, you will have the final word here, but we just have about 10 seconds.
Okay. I'm a longtime listener. And I vote for the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones, and I love them both. I'm out of here.
Thank you, Dodger Dilly. That's going to do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Images from an emotional day in Ames where the Cyclones honored Thelia Barquin Arosemena, a true student athlete that loved Iowa State. Rest in peace.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.